Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Real Estate Pros, new tool for official property records search. USLandRecords.com provides a centralized portal for searching real property official records. Connecticut real estate professionals need reliable access to property records for title research, due diligence, and transaction verification. Bookmark http://www.USLandRecords.com/CTLR for quick access to official property record searches in your CT deals. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches CT Municipal Property Database. Vision Government Solutions provides an online portal where users can click on their Connecticut municipality to view property information. Real estate professionals can access municipal property data across Connecticut to support valuations, due diligence, and client advising. Visit the database at https://connecticutonline-database/ to look up your municipality's property records. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Land Registry Pilot Launches. New portal for researching state-owned parcels. The Public Use and Benefit Land Registry Pilot Portal lets users browse state lands, determine property ownership, and access parcel information, including deeds, surveys, and land management plans, with increasing detail as users zoom in. Real estate professionals in CT can now verify state ownership boundaries and access critical parcel documentation that may affect transactions, development potential, and due diligence on adjacent properties. Bookmark the pilot portal to streamline research on state-held land before your next transaction. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Municipal Assessors, your local property valuation authority. In Connecticut, property assessment is the exclusive function of municipal government, with local assessors responsible for ensuring all assessments are properly and uniformly made and that the grand list accurately reflects all taxable and tax-exempt property. Real estate professionals need to understand how municipal assessors determine property valuations, as these assessments directly affect transaction pricing, tax liabilities, and client advisory in every CT town. Connect with your local assessor via the state directory s/portal.ct/opm/igpp/directories/municipal-assessors. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Assessor's Office websites, now centralized on qpublic.net. A single online portal provides access to Connecticut Assessor's Office websites across the state. Real estate professionals can quickly access property assessment records and tax information from any Connecticut municipality in one place. Bookmark qpublic.net/seat/seat-assessor/ for faster, comparable research and client property valuations. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. CT commission rates, what pros need to know about 5-6% splits. A new breakdown explains how Connecticut's typical 5-6% real estate commissions work, how they're split, and whether they're negotiable. Understanding commission structures helps CT agents and brokers set competitive expectations and negotiate effectively with clients. Review the full commission breakdown at hash.com/blog/realestatecommissionsinconnecticut/. Background and context, a 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers 4 things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most CT jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context, variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, A Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks.